Blog Talk Radio.
Rap Sticker Radio, premiere. Twisting internet radio, listen here. You're rocking the best Thursday night on air. Urban music, culture, lifestyle, yeah. BrownSugarRadio.com. Every Thursday, keep your internet on. BrownSugarRadio.com. Every Thursday, keep your internet on. Brown Sugar Radio, premiere. Twisting internet radio, listen here. You're rocking the best Thursday night on air. Urban music, culture, lifestyle, yeah. BrownSugarRadio.com. Every Thursday, keep your internet on. Brown Sugar Radio is the premier choice in internet radio. You're rocking with the best every Thursday night. Live in urban music, culture, and lifestyle. That's right, www.brownsugarradio.com. Come on, keep your internet on.
Brown Sugar, brown sugar, brown sugar, brown sugar radio.
Keep your internet on.
Brown sugar, brown sugar. Brown Sugar, Brown Sugar Radio.
B-R-O-W-N, S-U-G-A. Go run and tell the DJ, hitting the Vegas and hitting worldwide. Brown Sugar Radio is all the way live. Let's shake the world, good night.
What's happening, Brown Sugar Radio land? It's your girl, and you know how we do it every Thursday night live. We keep it popping. On the live show on the internet, I got to say what's happening to everybody out there. Looking forward to this incredible show that we are going to have with Bertel. I want to fill you guys in a little bit on this extraordinary guest that we have featured tonight. Now, Bertel, many of you know, comes from H-Town doing his thing, and the brother is so skilled. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just doing his thing, has collaborated with several artists that are heavy hitters in the industry, and I'm talking about this brother here is moving and shaking. He's opened up for R. Kelly, Bobby Valentino, Trey Songz, Scarface, and Bun B of UGK, you know, and we're going to actually debut his hot new single this evening, which is called Headboard, featuring Bobby Valentino. And so I got to give it up tonight because I believe we have Bertel on the line right now. So we're going to go ahead and open our phone lines.
Yes, we do.
All right, is this Bertel?
Yeah, it is Bertel.
What's happening?
Nothing much over here at MF Sushi in Atlanta, eating, celebrating my homie B-Cock's birthday. We all up in here eating.
I know.
Yeah.
I know, I'm so jealous. I want to be over there chilling with y'all. You feel me?
Yeah, I'm up on these shrimp tempura rolls, whatever they call them.
Oh, that's funny. I'm mad. Well, we're not going to keep you long, Bertel. I want to welcome you on into Brown Sugar Radio.
All right. Thank you.
With a
thank
round
you.
Of applause. Thanks for coming through tonight, because I know you're a man with a plan, always on the move, steady grinding. But I wanted to celebrate your success tonight because of the simple fact that you got some awesome things happening, and I was just letting the industry know, I mean, not the industry, my audience, my listeners, I was just filling them in on all of your accolades and just how you are doing some awesome things, and you coming out of H-Town, and I'm saying, you know, this brother here is just really got some awesome things going, but not only are you talented vocally, you got some skills on the basketball court, from what I heard now. Okay.
Yeah, I done took a few ankles in my day, you know. I done snatched a few ankles up, you know.
Okay, I am not mad. I am a basketballaholic, so I love basketball.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it's fascinating with your story because you were actually offered a full basketball scholarship, correct?
Yeah. I actually took it, and I went to school, and I just figured out that wasn't what I wanted to do. So since I figured out that wasn't what I wanted to do, I had to find something to pursue that was believable. So I was always blessed with the talent to be able to sing in some sort without training. And my friends used to always tell me, man, you should really give it a try. So I gave myself a year. I prayed on it, and was like, you know what, I'm going to give it a year. If God opened any doors for me, then he's letting me know that this is something I might need to pursue. And since I started, doors have just been opening left and right. And, you know, I keep God first, and I say, you know what? You take the first step, I'll take the second one, and we're going to keep it moving.
That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely, and that's important, you know what I mean? Because when you put God first, then everything you touch will prosper. You feel me?
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
You know, and so I'm so proud of you because you're doing some great things and you've collaborated with some heavy hitters in the industry. And we're going to actually debut your hot new single tonight. I'm not going to keep you long because I know that you are topping it up and doing your thing. In fact, let D-Cox know, I said happy birthday. Your girl Brown Sugar said happy birthday.
I'm going to tell him right now. I'm going to tell him right now.
Okay.
So I'm going to walk back to the table. Yeah,
that's what's up. Okay, I said you are doing it. And you know, I mean, the thing is, I'd like to kind of get into as far as your musical gift before we actually play your hot new single, which I think is fire, by the way. You put it down
on
the
like
vocals.
That?
You feel me?
You like that. You like that. You like
that. Yeah, I did. You did your thing, brother man. So,
thank you.
Look, okay, I want to ask you, you know, as far as your singing gift, I was learning that you actually played in your school cafeteria's piano, and you entertained your peers. Tell us about that and how that influenced your life.
I'm a real big Jamie Foxx fan. I used to be the class clown, but I really love piano. So I learned how to play the piano by ear, just off of having fun. And I just used to get on the piano during the lunchtime and sing and remake songs to make everybody laugh. And then I would try to sing a song and be serious to see how people would respond. And, you know, they would laugh and they would respond like, yo, you really could sing. Like, you really good. And, you know, it was one of them things where one of my homies that played on the baseball team was like, yo, man, you really got a natural gift with this, man. You should really get us a shot. And I thought about it, but then, you know, you always blow that out the window because we are young kids. So, you know, anytime we hear anything that's semi-good, we tell people they should give it a shot, but I didn't know at the time. And then, you know, when my team, my actual team that year had did real good, and everybody ended up splitting up. So I called my high school coach and was like, "Yo, man, I think I'm gonna walk away from basketball, and I want to give music a shot. I really want to do that." And he said, "What?" He said, "Yeah."
Yeah. That's what I
know.
Like, it was like, okay, you tripping.
Yeah, and I did it. I just did it. A lot of people turned their back on me, but you know, with success, everybody turned back around. You know, they came back to the table like after they saw videos and saw hearing you on the radio, then they come back to the table and be like, "Oh man, all right, you serious?" So, you know,
yeah. Look at that.
So, you know,
and you know that just was not the plan God had for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. NBA wasn't that for me. But NBA, basketball is still my first love. That's still my first love. I go out on the court, and I'm always with passion.
That's it. Okay.
Yeah.
And so there you go. You feel me? Now,
mm-hmm.
as far as vocally, tell us, you know, walk us through what do you do to prepare, like, for your performances? You know what I mean? Do you have, like, a vocal coach? Or how do you care for your voice? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I ain't never really had no vocal coach. For me, I pretty much pop my shoulder CD in, and I'm pretty much listening to that for like 4 or 5 hours and just actually performing in my head and performing to myself the whole like 4 or 5 hours out of that day, just performing what I'm going to do on stage, because I just feel like at the end of the day, it's about me going out here and showing people exactly what I'm trying to deliver in my own manner, in my own way. So I do plan on getting with this vocal coach by the name of Jan Smith. Very dope.
Right.
She did vocal. She was Usher's vocal coach for the Confessions album. So I know she's on the road with Justin Bieber right now. But we spoke to her. So when she get back, she said we're gonna sit down and have a talk about how we need to set it up and go ahead and go forward. But yeah, pretty much right now for me, I just go with my soul CD. And just pretty much perform, visualize the crowd already being there. That way when I get there, I'm already comfortable walking on stage and knowing
that's
what my
fun.
First move is going to be before the audience know my first move.
Okay. I know
yeah.
that's right. And you know, I often wonder because as you know, your voice, that's your instrument and that's your moneymaker also. So I often wondered, as you continue to climb the ladder of success and the higher that you elevate, you know what I mean, in the musical industry, you know, did you, you know, take the necessary precautions to try to maybe get like a vocal coach or a vocal doctor? I've even seen some celebrities do that. They get their vocal cords checked, and it's just amazing all of the techniques and, you know, the different type of strategies that they have nowadays. You feel me? So
yeah.
I was curious about that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I didn't do none of those things. It was pure faith. And God,
I know that's
no,
right. Okay,
yeah,
look. You say, just lay hands on my throat. You feel me? In the name of Jesus. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I noticed that B-Cox, you know, who is a Grammy-winning songwriter, you know what I mean, doing his thing, and he's also a Houston native. How did that connect come as far as you and him actually, you know, hitting it off and working together?
It was a guy named Boy. We had a mutual friend. He introduced us. Being that we were from the same neighborhood, we vibed kind of good because we was all relating back to when we was living in Houston. And it was just kind of a natural progression, like meeting somebody new, really. It wasn't nothing spectacular that happened. Just the vibe was good. You know what I mean? It was a cool family-type vibe. More of just, it was like being around one of your homies more than just being around Brian Michael Cox. It wasn't like I was with Brian Cox. It was like I was just with this guy named Brian that was real cool that just so happened to be Brian Michael Cox. So, you know, it was really a natural progression. It wasn't nothing really amazing. It was amazing that I was with him, but it wasn't nothing miraculous that happened.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
You know, and it was just ordained. Yeah, it just all lined up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now, do you, because I know he's a writer, and I wanted to ask with you know, your music, are there some songs that you write, or does B-Cox write a lot of your stuff?
No, I write majority of everything I sing. He might come in and tell me I need to change a few lines, but the majority of the songs you're going to hear with me, I write. That's what attracted him to my situation. Like, I'm a writer myself. Yeah, I write.
Like, that's it. Now, what is your creative process when you're developing a song?
It's just a vibe. I got to feel the beat. If the beat is right, I let the beat lead the lyric. And that's pretty much how I go. The beat kind of give me the identity of what I want to talk about. As long as the beat leads the lyric, I'm good.
That's it. I know that's right. Yeah, that's it, you know. And it's just a natural, you know, you're gifted. So I'm sure it just all comes naturally for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's natural and it's passion. It's just passion. Life is a song. So if you live in life, if you go through ups and downs and everything like that, you just gotta find ways to translate your message. That's it.
Who's one of your mentors that you say right now that's in the musical game that you admire and look up to?
R. Kelly. That's in the game
now.
Awesome.
Yeah.
My ultimate favorite, right there. Yeah, my ultimate favorite artist who I look up to, the number one artist in my book, is Marvin Gaye. It's Marvin Gaye, then it's R. Kelly, and then it's Al Green, and then it's Ronald Osley and the Osley Brothers.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm one of them real soulful R&B artists. I want to be known as an R&B soul singer, not an R&B pop artist or R&B hip-hop artist. I'm R&B with a twist. The twist is the soul.
That's it. You know?
Yeah.
But Tell, can you bless us tonight? I know you can't sing a full song because you had a party and you probably in the corner somewhere. You know what I mean? But I love your voice.
I can't even sing right now. It's too many people around.
It's too many folk around. They're going to say, what is he doing, huh?
Yeah, because I thought this interview was going to be at 7 o'clock. Like, I didn't look at the Pacific Standard Time. I thought it was Eastern Standard Time. So that's why
I
knew it was Pacific. I would have told him I couldn't do it because I knew I was going to be at his birthday dinner.
That's all right. We will have you back on the show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I appreciate you still coming through tonight because you had a prior engagement, and that shows.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you, I love the fact that you kept your word.
I always want to keep my word.
That's right. You kept your word, and I'm certainly gonna invite you back, Bartel, because I understand that the timing was kind of off. But I want you to come back and sing for us on Brown Sugar Radio. Can you do that for me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, because I know it's an awkward situation right now. That's how I be like, what is he doing sitting there singing in the corner?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you know, I just got a couple of more questions for you, and then certainly we'll let you get back to the birthday celebration. I know you guys are having an awesome time. And are you guys actually in Houston now?
They over there looking at me now like, what is he doing?
You know what I mean? Cuffed up in the corner.
Yeah, like, what is he doing?
Real quick, I just want to ask you, what artists would you like to work with that you haven't already?
Most definitely R. Kelly. That's probably the only person right now that I would just really want to work with. It'd probably be R. Kelly. He's great, man. You can say whatever you want to say about this man and his personal life. His personal life is his personal life. I believe in God, so I don't judge no man, and I don't no person. Because you know they say he without sin cast the first stone, and
that's
I know
right.
I have my own sin, so I don't. But as a talent, he's a genius, and he's the definition of what an artist should be today with his creativity. Like what he did at the Soul Train Awards was amazing. So that's the only artist right now that I would really want to work with.
I heard
outside
that.
Outside of my homie Bobby V, but we already worked together.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's what I was thinking. Y'all already hit that off. So, I mean, the song is awesome. And I think you guys, like I said, I'm going to go ahead and play that selection now. I know you got to get going here. But definitely, Bertel, we got to make it happen again. You feel me? We got to get back together so you can come back and bless our ears. You know what I mean?
All right, yeah. Y'all make it happen.
Okay.
Let's put it together. And I appreciate you.
We're
going
to make it do. Come back, sing some Christmas carols for us or something. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Yeah, we can do that. Let's make it happen.
All right, Bertel. Well, listen, just shout out your Twitter and your Facebook real quick so that you can gain some new fans tonight. I know they're tuned in.
I just changed my Twitter. Y'all ain't going to get it right now, but y'all will get it later. It's called, my Twitter is at Bertel, BERTELL69. At Bertel 69. And you'll get the meaning of 69 later. Let your mind wander a little bit. So follow me on Twitter at Bertel69.
That's what's up. All right, Bertel, will you go ahead and get back to the celebration? And definitely, we got to have you back.
All right, thank you.
All right, you have a great evening.
You too.
Okay, all right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and play Bertel's hot new single, Headboard, featuring Bobby Valentino. Y'all keep it locked on your premier choice in internet radio.
I'ma beat it up, eat it up, break that headboard. Yep, break that headboard. Yep. Break that headboard.
That's how we doing it.
It's a party right now. We'll be beating
Alright, so we are back in action, doing our thing. I want to say thank you all so much for tuning in tonight to Brown Sugar Radio, your number one station on Blog Talk. And so, you know, that was Bertel doing his thing with Bobby Valentino. Almost said Bobby Brown. Y'all know I'm tripping, right? Anyway, we're just kind of recapping over the show. I see that there's a lot of anonymous guests in the chat. At this time, I'd like to encourage you to please create a user account. It's complimentary. That way you'll be notified when we have hot and last-minute shows, exciting shows, all that. Favorite artist, favorite topic, you name it, we got it. The holidays are coming. It's going to be a lot jumping off here on Brown Sugar Radio. So we have a few minutes remaining. This is another short but sweet segment. But y'all know how we get down here, right? We make it do what it do. So we're going to take a brief commercial break, and we'll be right back. Y'all stay tuned on Brown Sugar Radio.
Another song with no singers. Lyrics, no voices. Unseen performances.
Ordinary. Brown braided woman with big legs and full lips. Become yourself.
I got a real dead loving here for you now.
I guess this is goodbye.
Like you've never seen it before.
Ever since I realized there was someone called a colored girl or an evil woman or a nag, I've been trying not to be that.
My skin is black.
Savior, sorry. I'm not sorry greeting you at the front door. You can keep yours.
My arms alone.
Being colored is a metaphysical dilemma I haven't conquered yet.
Between two worlds, I do belong. My skin is yellow. My back is strong. Strong enough to take the pain. Inflicted again.
This is Gino, Latin Bird,
on Brown Sugar Radio.
Yo, you know what this is, man. It's your boy Big Jig, a.k.a. the Talk of the Mid, man. The former BET 106 Apart Freestyle Friday champ, man. And I'm doing it real big right here with my homegirl Brown Sugar on Brown Sugar Radio. Keep it locked. Yeah!
All right, I just see we have a caller. We have 3 minutes remaining. Caller 334, who's calling and where you calling from?
Yeah, yeah. How you doing, Miss Brown Sugar?
I'm doing wonderful. And who am I speaking with?
This is BLACKZTOURIS, Black Tourist. How's everybody?
Yay! You called in. You're supposed to sing for me tonight. You going to go ahead and let it do what it do?
Well, you know, I'm having this little issue, right? And what it is, I don't know exactly what it is that I'm trying to lay down. I have a small segment. I'm thinking, I don't know if it's R&B or gospel or rap or, you know, but it is a small segment or a small song. And, I just figured I'd let you try to, place me in a category. That would be great.
Shoot. Oh, man, let's do a little bit of gospel. I need some Jesus juice today. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm actually working on something, so I'll give you a little small something that I'm working on, and then you can, let me know, basically, where I need to place that. You know, it would be great if I can get that from you.
All right, that's what's up. Let's do it.
Some people say they make their money, and it makes them happy. Some people say they pay the bills, and it makes them happy. I'm just happy to be alive. I'm just happy to be alive. They shot me three times, twice, and in the side. I'm just happy to be alive. Live 2010.
Beautiful. Well, that's wonderful, wonderful. Oh, we got to give you a big up for that one now on Brown Sugar Radio. I'm saying this brother here putting it down. That's wonderful, wonderful. Yay. Great job. Thank you so much for calling in. You helped to just add that extra little dab of flavor tonight on Brown Sugar Radio. So continue to stay tuned. You have a beautiful voice. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate you, But if you can let me know, hit me up. Let me know, gospel, R&B. But I am working on it, so, hopefully it'll go a little bit better.
I know that. Hey, all right, you did your thing. Thank you so much for calling in.
Hey, you're welcome. You have a great one.
All right. You too. Have a blessed evening. All right. Well, now what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to bless my listeners with another song selection. And this is from my daughter. My daughter's going to sing a Christmas song since this is the Christmas season to be jolly. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la. I can't sing. Okay. Here's my daughter, Kiki. All right. Go ahead and break it away. Take it away.
Call out to Holly. Put up the GB for my faithful daycare. Fill up the stockings. I may be rushing things, but set the holes again now. For we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Candles in the window. Yes, after spending, yes, we need another Christmas right this very minute. And hasn't snowed a single flurry, but then a deer in the hay, so climb down the chimney, turn up the brightest stream of light of every sea. Slice up the fruit cake, it's time we hang some tinsel on that evergreen yard. For we've grown a little leaner, grown a little colder, grown a little sadder, grown a little older, and I need a little angel sitting on my shoulder, and need a little Christmas now.
Yay for Kiki! We gotta give it up for Kiki! Beautiful, beautiful. Well, I hope you all enjoyed the live performances tonight. And Bertel, you got to come back and bless our ears. We're going to go ahead and close for this evening. I want to say thank you all so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio. Please make sure you check us out on Twitter. That's Brown Sugar Radio, SUGA. Also, get us on Facebook. Google us. Look for Brown Sugar Radio on Facebook. Or you can click on the link on my homepage. Click on it, the Facebook little icon. Right there. Yep, that button. Yeah, uh-huh. Scroll up. Yeah, right there. Click it. There you go. Add us. Tweet us. Follow us. All right? On the live show on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and end for tonight. But before I do, many of you know that I love to close with a motivational saying. So the saying that I'm going to actually close with tonight is, in life, there are no second chances. What will you regret tomorrow that you passed on today? Happen to life. Don't let life happen to you. All right, well, you guys have a blessed evening. Make it a great, great, great day. And we'll be back tomorrow night with former NBA player Tyrone Nesby doing his thing, making a special guest appearance here on Brown Sugar Radio as he talks about his NBA career, what it was like to actually play for the legendary coach at UNLV, Jerry Tarkanian, and also, too, what it was like to play with iconic Michael Jordan on the Washington Wizards. We're going to get it all here first on Brown Sugar Radio. All right, well, it's about that time. Y'all know how I do. Thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. You guys make it a fantastic night.
Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
That's where it's happening. The most impressive show
on internet radio.
Brown Sugar Radio. You don't want to miss a segment of excitement.
We have the hottest celebrities, interviews, and gossip. Breathtaking topics, the latest fashion,
health and beauty tips.
Underground hip-hop and R&B.
And artists to make you groove, and the best fans to chat with.
Come and chill with the girl Brown Sugar every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm gonna take my time.